If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sandhills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
There's got to be a little bit of a situation there between Carson and Sandhills Global. They have to be at odds a little bit.
Why is that?
Well, 4.5-day work week. Think Carson works 4.5 days?
No.
No.
Good point.
He's like 7.5 days.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean,
nonstop.
Nonstop Carson. Hmm. I mean, so I'm sure they're at odds a little bit, and I hope the Peds understand that that's just who Carson is. But when you get hired there, you're still going to get that extra, I mean, 7 weeks of vacation per year. Imagine that one, Steve.
Huh. No.
That'd be incredible.
Oh, kind of. I did.
And they set it up, and that's why Joey drove down. He got out of the combine. He went straight from the combine to the stadium to help Carson, and he was the one to help with the bullhorn. And he would announce that where Carson was at, and he would announce their name: Todd Schminge, Genoa. And then he'd go up and
then
see.
What would they do?
They'd go over their resume, and they'd go over the application, and they'd go over the plan, and then what? Then he'd lead them in. There's so many different levels of this job. So like, I think you might want to think about, you know, security. I think you might want to think about this. And so Carson would lead him down that path so that when they get the next full-blown interview.
Service.
What a service.
You.
What a service.
It's
thank
a
you,
service,
Joey.
Indeed.
And Carson.
Indeed. And Greg is working on a double blowhorn for Bill.
And I'd like to see that not happen.
Yeah, because that would go nonstop during the break.
Bill would walk in the morning.
I'd be walking around. I'd be heading down to the Embassy Suites and see who I get to talk to.
I guess that would be fun. And,
yeah, that'd be fun. GoCurrency.com/careers.
It is time for the Week 9 edition on the NFL winners and losers.
Winners and losers.
Week 9.
The power got me all worked up. Sorry about that, Jay.
Sorry. Winners and losers. Here we go. This is sponsored, of course, by our friends at Fearless Cheese Spread. It is chili season. It's going to be warm today at 71, but maybe tomorrow, this weekend, it's chili time. And a dollop of Fearless Cheese Spread, which you can find at local grocers, is the way to go.
I see it everywhere.
It's also good for Thanksgiving as well,
God,
so prepare yourself.
God, yes.
Go now to get some Fearless Cheese Spread. Winners this week. Number one biggest winner, the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the red-hot Indianapolis Colts.
Absolutely.
For 6 turnovers, 5 sacks of Daniel Jones, 27-20. The Steel Curtain was on display.
Curtain. They forced 6 turnovers and had 5 sacks.
Indianapolis had 4 turnovers in the season before that game.
T.J. Watt just took the ball right out of his hand.
He did.
Just took it out of his hand.
He really?
Yeah.
Took out Daniel Jones.
He did. It was amazing. So Steelers are by far this week's biggest winner. Big win for them. Number two, there's a team that's won 6 straight games that people still aren't talking about. The Patriots. They win 24-23 over the Falcons. Ooh. 6 straight wins. They're 7-2. The Patriots are 7-2.
That's Vrabel.
That's Mike Vrabel. Drake May is throwing the best deep ball in the league right now.
That's got to be fun to see again, that place alive.
Not for me, but yes, for them. Yes.
He's throwing the best deep ball in the
league.
He's
consistently hitting a beautiful deep ball every game. He's very good. Drake May's good.
That's an appealing picture if you can say I'm the best deep ball thrower in the NFL. Yeah. Wow.
So Patriots 7-2.
Dante.
Number three, fresh off of an injury, J.J. McCarthy goes into Detroit with the Vikings and beats the Lions 27-24. He had two touchdowns throwing the game. Had a couple nice, some a decent rushing game as well. But he goes off an injury. The team that's been struggling offensively puts up 27 points. They win at Detroit. That's a huge win for the Vikings.
How many sacks were there? And the Vikings defense just beat the crap out of the Lions. I mean, they still move the ball some, but I'm telling you, defensively, Goff got hit a lot. It really was. It was impressive. And the Vikings have the purple pants and the white tops on the road, and their uniforms. I think they're the best in the NFL.
But both quarterbacks were sacked five times.
Both sacked five times.
But McCarthy and the Vikings, big win. Now 4-4 in the season for them. Number four winner. People like to mock them all offseason, and they were bad last year. But the Panthers are 5-4. They go into Green Bay and win 16-13. Bryce Young wasn't great, but he was good enough. The defense had their best game of the year. They went at Green Bay, walk-off field goal. They're 5-4, and they host the Saints. They should be 6-4 by the end of this weekend.
Wow.
The Panthers.
Yeah. The Panthers of Carolina.
They've been bad for years. There could be 6-4 after this weekend.
Remember, their owner threw a drink on someone.
That's right.
Just whipped a drink.
Is he
on
still
someone.
The owner?
Oh, he's still the owner.
He is the owner, yeah. Yes. Number five, the game of the week, the Bills beat the Chiefs 28-21. In Buffalo, the Bills' offense looked great. Defense was good in the game. Big win for the Bills. 6-2 right behind the Patriots by half a game in the AFC East. And a bonus winner, because we love special teams, Cam Little, kicker for the Jags. New NFL record, 68-yard field goal.
68! His name again?
Cam Little went to Arkansas for school. He's with the Jags.
Did he just barely cross?
I think he made it by 5 yards.
Oh, really?
He had room to spare.
Can you imagine that?
These guys are
at some point in time is going to hit a 70-yard field goal. Think about where you're at.
He did in the preseason, but you can't count. He made a 70-yarder in the preseason.
God.
I can't imagine
that. God, that's breathtaking. It is. Stand 4 yards from the uprights, and it's like, ooh, this is not easy.
Impossible. He was standing at his own, 38-yard line.
It's the accuracy. It's not even so much the strength is amazing, but the accuracy is what freaks me out more. Wow, you can hit it through there from that length?
I just couldn't imagine lining up in there. So where was the ball snapped from then?
I don't know. For sure, from the other side of the 50.
Other side of the 50, and the negative side of the 50, right. Obviously.
It's incredible.
You'd be about at
the 40.
Can you imagine
right?
No, not that far. But can you imagine, where do we have to get to? So you sit in meetings every morning of a game. It's like, hey, where do you think you're? What's your number? And you might say, we got to get to the 28, got to get to the 32.
Midfield.
We got to get to some. Right now it's like, if you can get us just short of midfield, we're in range.
That's amazing. Imagine, that is serious power.
So if you say, hey, we got to get a late field goal, and you get one first down, it's like, hey, we're in field goal range.
That's amazing. That
it makes you
value.
You have to call the game different defensively now. You got going, hey, listen, they can get in field goal range in one play. And just a quick play can put them in field goal range.
To the losers.
To the losers.
This team has scored 80 points the last 2 weeks and is 0-2. The Bengals' defense sucks. They scored 38 points and lost by 1 point to the Jets last week. They scored 42 points this week and lost by 5 to the Bears. 47-42. I repeat.
The Bears scored 47.
Yes, they have scored 80 points the last 2 weeks and are 0-2. Joe Flacco had 470 pass yards in the game.
Is he 41?
And they lost.
Yeah.
Shameful defense in Cincinnati. Number two, this team was great last year, having a rough year. The Commanders, 38-14 losers on Sunday night to the Seahawks. And Jaden Daniels got hurt in the game. He was up in the game down 38-7 for some reason, which Dan Quinn said, probably shouldn't have done that in post game.
I heard one of the pundits on the ESPN show this. It's complete football malpractice by Dan Quinn.
Really?
And I remember when I'm kind of the corner of my eye, I see him go down and I saw the injury. My first thought is, how in the world is he carrying the ball? And also, they scored a touchdown. Mariota came in, handed it off. They just handed it off. He runs right in for a touchdown.
Right.
Why is he carrying the football? And then B. The next time they get the ball back, you know what they did? They just ended the game. They just ran the ball three or four times.
The game was over.
And it's like, your franchise quarterback, now he's already missed games with hamstring and other injuries. Now he's got a dislocated elbow. I don't know when. I could, as the head coach, if I'm an owner, That would be a rough conversation.
Commanders now 3-6. Seahawks 6-2 with the win. Number three loser, Dolphins lose 28-6 to the Ravens. GM Chris Greer is out. So the rebuild is on in Miami. I've already traded Jalen Phillips yesterday to the Eagles for a third-round pick at the defensive end.
Okay.
Slash line. You know, he's a hybrid.
You got a third-rounder?
Third-rounder for Jalen Phillips. So rebuild is on. Number four loser, the Saints are not good. They're very, very bad. They played at the Rams, and they were never in the game. 34-10 losers. They've been going between Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck at quarterbacks. Those are NFL quarterbacks. Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck. It's been as bad as you thought it would be with those two as quarterbacks.
They don't mind Rattler.
I think they would what they'll pay next year to get Flacco.
I'll trade Tua to the. Hey, do you want Tua? New Orleans?
Call, did you do that?
Call. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
You got to get some value. Though.
Jake is a GM. No emotional decisions will be made if Jake's
It's not emotional. I've seen enough.
Imagine Jake there's being GM.
When he's level-headed, he'd be a good GM.
Agreed with that.
I'm level-headed right now. Trade him to New Orleans right now. Last loser. Last night, the Cowboys at home lost to the Jacoby Brissett-led Arizona Cardinals.
That's
27-17. Cowboys are now 3-5-1. The Cardinals improve to 3-5. Things are not good in Jerry's world.
The defense is not good in Jerry's world. Dak's fine.
Yeah. They can't recover. When you don't have a defense, you can't.
No, they're done. That team's done.
And Steven Smith was wearing a pink suit and sitting by Jerry Jones.
Yes, that was incredible.
That is your NFL winners and losers.
Thank
sponsored
you.
By our friends at Fuhrer's Cheesebread. Go get some at local grocers. It's almost Thanksgiving time. Load up right now. It might
just
be
get
out.
A Ritz cracker and some...
Go
to town on it. Yeah.
Those never got bad, did they? Ritz's.
No.
They
still name taste good. The last time someone goes, you got any crackers? Well, I got Ritz. Oh, I wasn't what I was hoping for. That's what you always hope for.
Yeah.
That's your lead cracker.
Yep.
It's the lead cracker.
Clubs are good, Bill.
They're solid, but it's not a Ritz.
I'm not pushing back. I'm just laying some options out there. What about Wheat Thins?
Love Wheat Thins. Triscuits?
No. Not touching them. Okay. Club, I'll touch it. I'll do it.
Triscuits?
Club.
No.
No.
No. No.
Chicken
no.
and a biscuit.
What's chicken that? And a biscuit. Oh, yeah.
Super salty.
I'll do that.
My God, chicken and a biscuit salty. Is
but
so
Triscuit
tasty.
Was a downer. In the, when that was in the cupboard and that was the last thing, that was a downer.
It was a downer. Like,
Mom.
Oh, what are we doing?
Mom.
Yeah.
Mom. Why is there Triscuit?
Did you ever eat back in the day? Just because this is common for
bring
us.
Bring them to me. I'll take your Triscuits.
At the Bush House. You ever eat just straight graham crackers?
Oh, God, yes.
Graham crackers was a staple.
Very tasty.
Yeah.
And then they're trying like that. Just take some graham crackers.
You know what? Got me in a lot of trouble weight wise was graham crackers in, you know, you get frosting in a little container.
Yeah. Oh, just a regular
chocolate.
Yeah.
Dip the graham cracker in chocolate.
It's really good.
Oh, that sounds tasty.
Oh God.
Let's do that tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, that'd be kind of good.
Yeah.
Trouble. Oh, there was.
I got weight.
The number of times that I would that you just, at young, maybe like 25 years old, and just walking through Hy-Vee, and I just buy a mini tub of frosting, all the time. Just I'd have a
just
tub.
To have
of,
it.
I'd have a tub of frosting in my fridge. Then it's a knife full of it or something like that. All of a sudden, like that, real quick, right, before I leave, Just whip,
just get a little bit of sugar there.
Get a little bit of frosting on it.
Oh, yeah. One of the beautiful things in life, I don't do it anymore. I used to is get up in the middle of the night and get that.
Yeah.
Kind of like a reward.
Still do?
As a reward.
You get frosting at middle of the night?
Oh, yeah.
Not now.
But that would still be a common.
Okay.
Here's also a treat.
Middle of the night frosting.
A treat that'll change your life. Buy the prefabbed chocolate chip cookie dough. It can be the little squares or the tube, right?
Okay.
You take the tube and you get a nice little dollop about that big, about that thing, and you put it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Okay.
And it kind of melts.
Yeah.
And then eat it.
That's a good idea.
I'm just telling you, try it. It'll change your life.
As long as it's not food poisoning.
No, it's not. It's not food poisoning.
Yeah. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. By your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys are
the caller said, why did I call in?
He did. That's right. That was Joe, I think.
Joe or Jim, was it? Why did I call in?
31-17 overall. Today's topic, because college basketball has begun, and Bill loves that. College basketball conferences. I will give you a school. You tell me what conference that they play in.
Trouble.
We will get, I think, all of these, right?
This could be embarrassing.
This could be very, very.
We'll get at least three.
Okay, it's basketball season started yesterday.
Yeah, it's going, yes.
That's like, I think yesterday was opening day.
That was the first day. Yeah. Absolutely.
Arizona played Florida.
They did.
Didn't watch any of it, but I did see that was a game.
It started yesterday.
If you think you know your college basketball conferences, call us right now, 464-5685. Shut up. Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill in trivia. 1-0 in the week. Today's topic, college basketball conferences. You guys feel not great about this?
No, because there's 360-some schools, and there's conferences I have no idea who they are. Yeah.
Let's just try.
You can name 20 conferences. I don't know who they are.
Let's see. Matt, how do you feel about college basketball conferences today?
Considering I'm the Husker Hoop Central guy, pretty good.
Oh, okay.
You're the Husker Hoop Central guy?
At Husker Hoop Central on Twitter, yes. Great
follow. Oh, wow. I retweeted you last night,
Matt. He's a great follow.
Oh, wow. This is worlds collide.
So he tweeted that Frager's 22 points were maybe the most by a first-year player since McGowan's 25.
Yeah, what was the stat, Matt? Is that right?
Is the third most by a freshman in a debut. Number one was McGowan's. Number two was Joe McCray.
I love Joe McCray. Joe McCray was the man. Love Joe McCray.
Sleepy Joe McCray. All right.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Joe McCray. All right, Matt. First question goes to you. What conference is St. Bonaventure's in?
St. Bonaventure's is in the Atlantic 10.
Brilliant!
Yes, the Bonnies are in the A-10. That is correct. 1-0 lead.
Fun, Jake.
Did you kind of know that?
And then when he said it, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But no, I wouldn't have got it. I would have said pass.
Okay, Sip, first question.
We had a basketball guy call in.
Yep.
Matt, thanks for calling.
All right, Sip, first question. Bills in play. What conference is Wright State in?
Ooh, I think we should get this one.
I can see it.
I think it's the Mountain West.
No.
You want to kick?
Nope.
The Bills like company, no.
Wright State in the Mountain West?
Basketball.
No.
Basketball.
Hey, Matt, do you want that or not?
I think I know it, so why not? The Horizon League.
Brilliant.
Just end it.
Stop.
Mountain West, like, I think they're in the Pac-12.
I think there's different teams for basketball.
Just give it 10 years, they might be in the Mountain West.
No, thank you.
That's a good point, Matt. All right, Matt, this is for the merciful win here.
Just end it.
Matt, no, we're fine.
What conference is Evansville in? The Purple Aces.
I believe they're still in the Missouri Valley.
Brilliant! Would have got that.
Husker Hoop Central proves he is a genius at basketball. Matt, well done. Keep writing good stuff and nice win today.
Thank you for what you do.
Yes,
seriously.
Appreciate you. Yes.
Hey. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
You bet.
Sipple, You don't have to shut up today.
Thank you, Matt.
Very kind. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's at Husker Hoop Central on Twitter.
It's a good follow. It's a long-standing
very
Twitter
good follow.
Handle.
Very yes. good follow. Well, what conference is North Dakota State in? Do you want to take a guess and have Bill be pissed at you again?
You know what that is.
Hey, Mountain West, I think. No, I don't want to.
Come on, hold on. No, let's get this. Let's do this. They're in the Bill.
They play like the Illinois schools and Illinois State.
Same conference as Omaha.
Northern Iowa.
Oh, Horizon League.
No, that was already guessed. Summit League.
Summit. Same
Summit
thing.
Horizon, basically.
Same thing. They're going to combine eventually.
Now here's the tiebreaker. This is for Bill.
The Semizen. Sorry.
Why'd that crack me up?
Yeah, that was bad.
All right,
that
Bill,
was bad, actually.
Bill, tiebreaker. What is the population with the Metro of the Evansville, Indiana?
With the Metro, Evansville, Indiana, 18,500.
God, it's got to be bigger than that, right? It's got to be 26.
I was stunned by this.
I'll say 29.
Evansville, Indiana, Metro population is 358,000.
What?
Okay, we missed that.
The city itself without Metro is 115,000. Evansville. I had no idea. I would have guessed probably 50.
So that's Lincoln size. Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Evansville. Who would have ever thought?
No. The Aces.
I was stunned.
Okay, we revealed ourselves as morons.
No. Who would have ever guessed that high? That's why I did it. Kind of a surprise.
Has anyone ever been to Evansville?
I have not.
I don't know if anybody's ever been there besides those who live there. I don't know. Somebody,
I've been to Normal. Yeah. I've been to Normal, Illinois.
Okay.
Does that count? Is that anywhere near?
This is Indiana, not Illinois.
Wait, different state.
We're
in the same state.
Different
Steve,
state.
All right, let's get to the next hour. Let's get to the next hour here.
When we come back, it's time for our weekly Big Ten Power Rankings.
Uh-huh.
Next. On Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.